As you may or may not remember, not too long ago, I did a video on the Billups Neon Crossing Signal, a deliberately over-the-top railroad crossing structure from 1930s Mississippi that included, among other unorthodox features, a giant skull and an air raid siren. If you haven't seen that video yet, check it out. Or don't. You know, after all, you just clicked on this one, and you don't need to watch that video to understand this one. Watch it later or something. Anyway, while I was doing research for that video, I came across a subreddit called r/scary signs. And I was like, if anyone would really appreciate the Billups Neon Crossing Signal, it would be these folks. So I tried to post it, and it got deleted because, surprise, surprise, it's already been posted to Scary Signs a bunch of times. All right, whatever. But I began scrolling through the top posts on r/scary signs, and I saw this. Warning, extremely not safe for work image incoming. I'm probably not going to be able to monetize this video, but you just gotta see this. God's power! Gonorrhea! Strong penis! Bilhazia! Piles! Typhoid! Diabetes! Stroke! Waist pain! White hernia! Headache! Malaria! Night witches! Smelling mouth! Opposite electrician. Oh my god. I had questions. So many questions. Questions like, which affliction matches up with which drawing? Why is strong penis listed here as if it's an ailment? Do you not want a strong penis? What's a night witch? I mean, this is a night witch, presumably, but that doesn't answer my question. Is God's power a statement of solidarity with God or an indictment of God? Why does it seem like everyone here is just having a good time? How'd this guy get penectomied? Seems like more of an injury than a disease. What is the opposite electrician claiming they can do for you in this situation? In fact, what the hell is an opposite electrician? People pointed out in the comments that there's a prosaic answer to that one, at least. Opposite electrician is not like some title or brand name that this faith healer is claiming. At least, I assume this is an ad for a faith healer. Opposite electrician is an address. A lot of developing countries don't have a standardized address system, and people navigate first and foremost by landmarks. This faith healer presumably has an office that's across the street from an electrician. And the biggest question, what exactly is going on here? What country is this from? I'm your host, Tor Parsons. My regular co-host, Jollibee the Durian, is out celebrating a belated Chinese New Year with his durian family in Guangzhou. Thimble Dadal is serving as my co-host for now. Okay, Thimble, you didn't have to put it like that. Anyway, I'm Tor, this is Thimble, and welcome to Tor's Cabinet of Curiosities. It's hard to say why this tripped such a switch in me. I think it's because I've been all over the world, including to lots of developing countries, but I've never seen anything quite this gonzo. Oh, I've had culture shock, but this is culture electrocution. Nothing I've ever seen in any country has ever stopped me in my tracks quite like this did and left me with nothing to say but holy shit. After high school, I took a gap year and did service trips in India and South Africa. Both those countries have their particular brand of jank, but not this kind of jank. In college, I became interested in China, spent years studying Mandarin, and got to live in Beijing for 4 months, as I've documented on this channel. I'll be back in China, or possibly Taiwan, starting later this year teaching English. What first drew me to China was the prospect of exploring an entirely different world with millennia of its own culture, history, literature, and all that, and While that's absolutely as cool as it sounds, by now I feel like I've come to understand China enough that it isn't exotic anymore. I'm definitely looking forward to going back. I don't see countries I've visited as just another notch in my bedpost, but I want to go somewhere truly outside my comfort zone. Maybe not Louis Sarno level, but Nicholas Kristof level at least. In this age of globalization, there's not a lot of places left that can make me go, now this is a thoroughly different world.
I like to be an explorer, like the Great Magellan.
Oh, you're too late. There's really nothing left to explore.
And Truman wept because there were no worlds left to conquer. Maybe that's why this sign was, to use a term of art, my cup of snakes. Maybe that's why I devoted so much time to finding it. I need to go to a place where this is normal, because to me, this is deeply, deeply not normal. So, what about the origin of this image can we be reasonably confident about? It's a developing country where diseases like tuberculosis and typhoid are still common. It's an English-speaking country, or at least one where English is used as a lingua franca, a high-prestige national language that people with different native languages use to communicate with each other. So, probably a former British colony. Probably a Christian country too, but one where pre-Christian folk beliefs are pretty common too. The God's power heading doesn't necessarily imply the Christian God, but it's definitely most likely to be, and presumably it's also common in this country to believe in witches that can curse you and, I guess, steal your baby. Ireland! No. A lot of the discussion in the Reddit comments leaned towards sub-Saharan Africa, but I initially doubted that. Why? Look at the skin tone of the characters drawn here. They don't look African. Someone in the comments to the Scary Signs post claimed they reverse image searched this photo and found it was from Myanmar. That makes a weird amount of sense. Myanmar, one of the least developed countries in East Asia, strikes me as a sufficiently janky place. It was a British colony, so English is still used in official circumstances. There are Christians in Myanmar. It's not a Christian majority country, but some of the minority ethnic groups there have a lot of Christians, largely because of the efforts of American Baptist missionaries in the 19th century, people like Issachar Jacob Roberts. Check out that episode. Consider, for example, the Karen people, which is actually the name of an ethnic group.
Karen.
Okay. They're an ethnic minority in Myanmar who often practice a combination of Christianity and traditional animist beliefs, and they have more or less the skin tone of the people on the sign. Let's look up faith healers in Myanmar. Okay, it seems like there sure are Christian faith healers in Myanmar, but I don't see our sign or anything similar here. Looks like these are mostly Westerners who go to preach in Myanmar. I don't think an American missionary would put up a sign like that. Someone else pointed out that the drawings on this sign look like Mayan art, and that was one of the first places my mind went to. What's an English-speaking country that's near the Mayans' old stomping grounds? There's only one, Belize. I like the suggestion that it could be Belize, too. They have a culture of traditional syncretic witch doctors in a lot of Central American countries, but there's no smoking gun. Wait, or can we pinpoint the country based on the diseases on the sign? Even the weirder ones here are, in fact, real diseases. Piles is an old word for hemorrhoids. A white hernia is a thing, too, a big hernia that bulges out from the center of your chest. Smelling mouth, I assume that means halitosis? Still lost on the strong penis and the night witches. But what about Bilharzia? That's by far the most obscure disease listed here. What countries is Bilharzia a serious issue in? Bilharzia is a parasitic worm infection, officially known as schistosomiasis, and all the sources I could find say 85 to 90% of worldwide cases are in sub-Saharan Africa. Here's the map of countries where Bilharzia is endemic. That kicks out most of our candidates. Not Myanmar, not Belize. Could it be the Philippines? That's a country with Bilharzia that's also super Christian and uses English in public life and has people with features like the ones on these drawings. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, except... I think that's an African kid. Wait, so is this Africa after all? Someone on Reddit claimed to have tracked the phone number to Bloemfontein, South Africa. The country code 27 does mean South Africa, but that was a mistake. This number doesn't have a country code on it. It could still be South Africa, though. I could believe that the people here are meant to be colored, meaning mixed race, which is a separate ethnic group from black. Colored South Africans were considered their own category under apartheid, and as a result, they still have their own culture and live in their own townships. And even though they'd be classified as black in the West, as a general rule, colored South Africans see themselves as closer to being white than being black. They speak Afrikaans, which Some white South Africans speak, but almost no black people do. They mostly vote for the same parties that white people support, as opposed to the dominant black nationalist-aligned ANC. Now, South Africa is the only candidate country I've listed so far that I've personally been to, and I do remember seeing things vaguely like this. Nothing this outrageous, but I definitely saw flyers for penis enlargement tacked up all over Soweto, practically every surface while I was there. In the classified section of nearly every newspaper, there are pages and pages of ads for witch doctors, who promise to be able to cure you of diseases, but also, depending on the provider, bring you financial or romantic success too, or even strike your enemies with lightning. The one service every witch doctor invariably advertises is the ability to put a curse on other less scrupulous witch doctors and make them pay back the money they scammed from you. I can imagine a poor guy just trying to cure his strong penis gets scammed by the first witch doctor he finds, and now he has to reach out to another witch doctor and not only cure his strong penis, but also get his money back from the fake witch doctor. But just his luck, turns out this second witch doctor is a grifter too. So now he has to go to a third witch doctor and ask to cure his strong penis and curse the two previous witch doctors he visited. This one won't scam him, right? I mean, she advertised in the paper that she'll be able to get you your money back from the scammy ones. Still, this doesn't scream South Africa to me. The phone number isn't set up the way South African numbers are set up. And again, South Africa has its own genre of jank. But the jank of this is a class all to itself. Alright, enough circumstantial stuff, enough rain bolting, time to do a reverse image search. TinEye is my typical go-to site for reverse image searching. Sure enough, they've found a lot of uses of this image. No similar images, and I think this search good as confirms two things I was pretty sure about from the start. This image has been circulating on the internet for years, and this is the only known image of this sign. It's always the exact same photo. First use, allegedly, June 2nd, 2014. But I don't always trust that headline number, because the date that TinEye indexed sites is not necessarily the date the site first went up. Let's look at this Dutch news source, for instance. TinEye says August 2018, but the page first went up in July 2014. Alright, I think we know what's going on here. Gewoon in verzameling hilarisch fotos. Dutch is the best language. Still, even if it's just a bunch of hilarisch fotos, it seems to be one of the earliest uses of this photo online, so let's see if this paragraph has anything to offer us. Oh, I was not expecting that. Okay, I mean, no, this is legit. If I was feeling beaten down about a major national tragedy, I think some hilarisch in Watiafach photos would be just what I needed to perk me up again. Most of these hilarisch in Watiafach photos are not loading, but I did manage to recover this one, which firmly dates the page. Pro tip for recent history time travelers, check the ratio of anti-Justin Bieber memes to anti-capitalism memes. If there are more memes attacking Justin Bieber, you're in the first era of the internet, pre-2014. If there are more memes attacking capitalism, you're in the second era, post-2014. And yes, sure enough, our image is there. July 23rd, 2014, that's the earliest known use of this photo so far, but appearing in a compilation like this certainly implies it was already being passed around. It was posted a few different times on Reddit by a few different users in 2016, none of whom seemed to be the originator of it. This is still predated by the Dutch photos. The Reddit discussion about where this photo was taken is still useful, though. Someone here comments on the people being light-skinned but says it's probably in Africa anyway, and another commentator says Ghana, most likely. Ghana ticks all the rest of the boxes. And looking up faith healer ads in Ghana, I get things that, while not as extraordinary as this, certainly appears similar. Wait, no way.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
No fucking way. This is not unique. This specific set of drawings appears on plenty of hand-painted Ghanaian billboards. It's a standard the way, like, the photos of food they have on the menus at Euro carts are a standard. And sure enough, earliest use of this photo I could find through TinEye was a tweet by a guy calling himself the People's Watchman in June 2014, identifying it as an advertisement in Ghana. So, who's this People's Watchman guy? Turns out, he's a pretty big deal. He's from Kenya, so pretty far from Ghana. His real name is Boniface Mwangi. He's followed by Amanda Palmer, all right. and he's a muckraking journalist who exposes corruption in the Kenyan government. He was the CNN Africa Photojournalist of the Year in 2008 and 2010. That certainly implies that he took this photo himself, and maybe it's my imagination, but the colors somehow look quite a bit more vivid on this version of the photo than all of the ones I've seen posted elsewhere. Can I try to pinpoint this image further by looking what Boniface Mwangi's commenters are saying about it? Looks like this sign is exotic and shocking even to Kenyans. Alright, I need to ask Boniface Mwangi directly if he took this photo, and if so, when and where. But he's so busy. He's a big shot journalist, maybe the most serious journalist in Kenya, and I'm just a guy with a doll and a durian. Ah well, as it said on the wall of my elementary school gym, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, he probably won't respond. Oh! There we go! Accra, okay, so the capital and biggest city in Ghana. I was kind of expecting this sign to be out in the boonies, but now that I've learned these exact drawings in various artists' styles are relatively common in Ghana, yeah, I can believe this was in a big city. This is as far as my search is gonna go online. There's no way to trace metadata from photos posted on Twitter, and I don't think knowing the exact location and time this photo was taken will teach us anything we didn't already know. But okay, what is going on here? Why is this sort of thing seemingly a common type of ad? Now, I have one last path to investigate. I need to talk to someone from Ghana. This also wasn't as hard as I'd thought it would be. There was a lot of waiting. I was originally intending for this video to come out right on the heels of the Billups Neon Crossing Signal video. You know when you accidentally make a second creative work while you're working on the first one? Like every now and then a band or a musician has enough outtakes from the recording sessions for an album that they're able to assemble them into a second album that's just as good that comes out right after the first one. This video was a tangent I went down while I got distracted from finding photos for the Billups video, and I'd gotten all the way to the Tin Eye step when I was like, wait, this should be an episode of its own. Anyway, sure enough, my parents have a friend who had done charity work in Ghana, and after a few weeks, she connected me with a woman from Ghana who lives in my hometown. This was super helpful. There weren't that many earth-shattering revelations, but she confirmed a lot of these suspicions and theories I already had about this sign. She herself said she'd never seen an ad this graphic, but was aware of the trope of these graphic faith healer signs and was able to confirm that yes, all the photos I had were definitely from Ghana. The images are meant to explain the diseases they can cure to illiterate people, which makes tons of sense. I can't believe that didn't occur to me. That's why they're there. Even in Accra, at the time this photo was taken, a sixth of the population was illiterate. She wasn't sure why they were light-skinned, but we assumed it most likely was so that the ailments were more obvious and visible. Also, it's just generally common to show white people in advertising the world over because, well, global media is full of white people. Even in China, I would see ads all the time, even official Communist Party, this is how a model citizen behaves type ads, with animated blonde or redheaded people. And every single one of these drawings does correspond to one of the listed diseases. The swollen foot, diabetes, which can cause your feet to swell or even fall off if it's left untreated. This guy, headaches. I was so confused by what's happening here, and then she was like, that's just a headache. Of course! How else would you draw a headache? Come to think of it, I wouldn't be able to think of a better way to draw a headache. This is waist pain. He's pointing to his waist. This, obviously, is the night witches. Belief in witchcraft is pretty common in West Africa. This is where the traditional voodoo religion that inspired Candomblé in Brazil, Santeria in Cuba, and New Orleans voodoo came from. And according to my source, one thing commonly blamed on witches in Ghana is infertility. This witch isn't stealing the woman's baby, she's stealing the womb. This represents infertility. It's not even necessarily promoting a belief in witches. It's just a trope that people know, apparently. Whether or not you literally believe that's true, infertility is blamed on witches. This is gonorrhea. The penis hasn't been chopped off, which is how I interpreted it. It's bleeding. This is typhoid, which can cause bloody diarrhea. Your average illiterate Ghanaian would recognize that these drawings mean we can help you with these issues. Strong penis just means erectile dysfunction. It's kind of funny that it's included along with a list of diseases because yes, you do want a strong penis. They can give you a strong penis or cure you of all these other things.
My source specified that this is probably a traditional herbal healer, which is the sort of place most Ghanaians get their medical care from. The opposite electrician does not necessarily just pray over you as you die of typhoid or bilharzia. There's prayer, both Christian and traditional, in the healing process, but the crux of it consists of time-tested herbal remedies.
Well, now there was just one thing I had left to do. Call the number. So the Ghana phone extension is 233. So let's see if anyone replies. Well, that's anticlimactic. Seems to have been disconnected. Let's try another one of the numbers. Let's try to call the Messiah Herbal Center. And that one doesn't work either. You know what? I think we've found out enough about these signs. I don't want to waste these people's time. For the, you know, the sheer jank of what they're doing, they're still, you know, they're doing good work.
If I was in Accra and I was suffering from piles, a white hernia, or the dreaded strong penis, I would probably go to a hospital and get treated with Western evidence-based medicine. But that's because I'm a Westerner, and that's what I've been taught will make me well. If you're a Ghanaian who has grown up believing that God's power will protect you from night witches, well, it most likely will. The opposite electrician is probably a fixture in their neighborhood. They probably have a long list of satisfied customers. Cultural beliefs are really, really important in medicine. I'm sure there are people in West Africa who step into a Western hospital and find its lack of graphic hand-painted advertising and faith-based exhortations to be drastically janky and off-putting, and accordingly don't heal as well as they would under the care of someone like the opposite electrician. Yes, on the balance, Western medicine is probably better than whatever this is, but the placebo effect is very strong. Stronger even than the strongest penis.
Save the-